As I've said before, it's important that we always remind ourselves that the human being is a pilgrim, and our life here on earth is a pilgrimage, and our lives are short. Psalm 90 says we live 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. So as pilgrims on a pilgrimage, our goal is not here. Our goal is heaven, the kingdom of God. And as people who have as our goal heaven, we should ask some curious questions about heaven. Questions maybe that cannot be fully answered, but yet curious, good questions. The first question is, how many people go to heaven? Our Lord gives us this answer. In the 13th chapter of Luke, the Bible tells us that a certain man, he's described as a certain man, said to Jesus, "Lord, Lord, are they few who are saved?" And Jesus answers by saying, "Many shall seek to enter, but shall not be able." Okay, that answers that. Not everybody goes to heaven. You have to do more than just die to get to heaven. We have to respond fully to this opportunity. That's why you go to Mass even in the middle of June. We want to respond as fully as we can to this opportunity. Life is an opportunity, a short opportunity. A second question we should all ask is, what is heaven like? If this is our goal, what is it like? I know St. Paul wrote, "Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, nor has it so much dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him." St. Paul has said, heaven will be beyond what you can imagine. But still, if it's our goal, we need to know something of what it's like. The pair of parables Deacon Zent just read give us an answer to that. The first parable is the parable of the self-growing seed. When a seed is planted, it's hidden and it's mysterious, and then it becomes a blade. The Bible says it becomes an ear. Then it becomes a full grain inside the ear. Jesus has given us this image, which we're well aware of in our rural area. The interpretation of this parable is not the gradual growth of the seed from the blade to the ear to the full grain in the ear. The meaning of this parable is the surety of the growth of the seed. It is certain that the seed will grow because of the nature of the earth. What is heaven like? Jesus is telling us that the kingdom of heaven is inevitable. It will come. It will come because it's not of man. It's of God. The growth of the seed is certain. Deacon Zent would not plant if it were not certain. The second parable is about the mustard seed, the smallest seed of the earth, which becomes one of the largest bushes. But the Bible gives us more details. This bush puts forth, the Bible says, large branches. And these branches, it goes on to say, give shade to the birds. Very beautiful. This smallest seed shelters God's creation, or in a desert, keeps them alive. You cannot stay alive in a desert without shade. This parable tells us that God's kingdom will be great. This parable reminds us that there is no seed too tiny that God cannot make a tree. And that's how God shows his glory in all of us. Takes what is small and makes it great. Small beginnings, great results. We should never, ever underestimate small things in our life. Small acts of faith, like coming to Mass today. Small acts of charity. An expression of hope. An acceptance of my weakness. Small beginnings become great things. That's how God shows his power in his people who believe in him. What is heaven like? The Bible gives us good news today. Although we don't have all the details, our Lord tells us heaven is certain and it will be great. And I think that can do nothing more than bring us encouragement today. As St. Paul wrote in that second reading, we are always courageous in our faith. We walk by faith, not by sight, yet we are courageous. We are pilgrims on a pilgrimage who are courageous.